Well, good evening and welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we come to you via bbsradio.com every Tuesday night. Welcome to a new day, you on the East Coast and 9 o'clock Pacific, Hawaii time, where we're broadcasting from beautiful Honolulu. It's 6 p.m. And we want to thank a couple of our supporters. First of all, hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
I am blessed. It's so nice to be alive and when so many people are dying. You know, it's like even the grocery stores have How to Die. Time magazine tells you how to die and tells you about all the celebrities. Anyway, I want to thank our sponsors, first of all. Let me start, Sherry, and then you can continue. I want to thank Asheville Magazine, who is a new supporter of the Insight Hour. If you go to ashevillemagazine.com, you'll find the link to our programs and to wonderful products and programs by other authors and other hosts for various programs. Asheville is one of the leading sources of information in the alternative arena. So thanks to Asheville for its support. Sherry, I know we've had a wonderful week. Hooray! 528 Radio is finally doing its thing. Hooray! What do you want to tell us about that?
Well, it is. It's not stopping as much anymore. The radio kept on stopping before.
We kept on stopping. We got hammered.
I think it was stopping on
Hackers.
It was stopping on like one Rolling Stone song or something.
It was a frustrating as all heck. You know, for the last several weeks, we've had nothing but interruptions with 528 Radio. But finally now, we've been at it with our team. And thank goodness. Thanks for your prayers out there, folks. If you want to have nonstop now, healing music, medicinal music in your favorite genres. We've got seven different stations launched, and we're going to be adding more. We are asking you still for donations to advance the server space that we need to be able to accommodate all of the different radio stations, all of the different types of music, the different genres, and we're ideally advancing. You know, my prayer is to take over the entertainment industry completely because it's so corrupt, and I don't see why not, man. It's like, you know, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the meek. So we the people, not the sheeple, we the loving human beings deserve a break, and we deserve to prosper each other in a prospering universe. And why not have peace on earth? Why not have goodwill to men? Why not have this opportunity to heal miraculously with 528 hertz frequency? And so that's what the 528 Radio is about, 528radio.com and 528records.com for you to upload and transpose your music. It's all free. It's all by donation. We're asking for 98 cents suggested donation per track, $19 an album. Don't forget, when you do that, you're not only contributing to us and what we're doing, but you're contributing to yourself for healing and even more importantly than you or I, that's the possibility of actually creating 1,000 years of world peace by opening up humanity's heart. And that is what we believe 528 can do. When you start to play it, sing it, shout it from the mountaintops, it essentially opens humanity's heart with the greenish-yellow color of nature that the botanical world celebrates, and so should we.
Yes, it's definitely amazing to have the experience with 528 and understand it. And as a musician, it's great to know that you can transpose your music now and upload it. You get 60% royalties if anyone pays to donate for your music, which becomes part of the music library once you upload it to the site. And it's very simple. You can go to the Getting Started tab on 528records.com, and it explains to you how you can do that. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. I know that, you know, we have a whole lineup for July. We have some great guests we're going to be having on.
Tell us about who's coming.
Well, we were supposed to have Jane Burgermeister on the beginning of July, on July 3rd.
Nice. Wonderful. That would be so great. If you don't know who Jane is, she's one of the four runners to exposing the H1N1 swine flu fright. She and I had done the principal pioneering work in alerting humanity to that plague, that man-made scourge that the pharmaceutical industrialists have advanced. So that's a very interesting interview we'll have coming up with Jane.
And she also had been heavily attacked by the COINTELPRO as well.
Welcome to the crew.
Yeah, so she's well aware of people like Truat who have been, you know, attacking her as well. And she had sent a really great email newsletter out the other day talking about this new flu fright that's coming up and how it was being promoted by InfoWars and how InfoWars is heavily plugging this for the fear-mongering aspect of it.
Yeah, that's Alex Jones. If you don't know who InfoWars is, most of you probably do.
And so basically her letter was great, and it basically talks about how he aligns himself with the globalists in that aspect to get this message out to the public. And it's not really working for we the people. It's working more for the agenda of the New World Order. And so it's interesting to understand controlled opposition, which is very, very hard for people to get. Explaining controlled opposition to people is, so many times people will come back to me and say, well, these people are doing so much good in the world. And why would you say that about those people when there's so many bad people out there, like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the banksters to really go after, but they don't realize how it's operated on the grassroots level and how the infiltration of the alternative movements, the alternative activist movements in the truth movement, the natural healing movement, the new age movement, Christian movement, all these movements actually have been infiltrated by the COINTELPRO, and that's how they maintain control over the masses through manipulation. And so if they're able to access the media through the alternative media, manipulate people coming from what they call the conspiracy realm, then it really keeps all of the truth kind of all mixed up. Never gets to the masses. It stays a conspiracy. And on top of that, the COINTELPRO agent provocateurs discredit themselves. So when they're on and talking about something, suddenly they'll be talking about something else. It'll be this crazy.
It's a mind control, it's a crazy psychological operation.
Yeah. Exactly. And if you read their websites, like if you go to sherrykane.com and you look up the blog I have on there, and then you look at the COINTELPRO websites I have listed on there, under my blog, you will actually see when you check these websites out that are run by the COINTELPRO, how they manipulate people. How one second they'll be talking about something else, and then they're going to go off into something else. And then they like to add a lot of fillers, especially when the heat's on them. And so you'll notice that they put lots of content on, content that, you know, they copied and pasted from somewhere and maybe added a few of their own comments in between. And that's really the way they operate. And so we have a huge legal suit now against these COINTELPRO agent provocateurs.
Growing by the day. You know, we just actually, there's a great new website that we just put up. We haven't even released a newsletter on it yet, but you should go to waronwethepeople.com. If you peruse that website, you'll be completely educated about what Sherry's talking about. This concept of COINTELPRO's controlled opposition, the psychological operation to confuse us by discrediting everything and everyone so that we remain in a stupor and not be able to see the forest through the trees. Well, we see the entire forest. We see all the trees. We see the whole puzzle pictures come together, and we see how what has evolved from J. Edgar Hoover's FBI COINTELPRO into today NSA CIA covert operation that involves these government stooges like Truat and McGowan Studer and even Alex Jones. He's bought into it. They support it. The blogs that he runs, they publish on. They discredit not just myself. They discredit virtually everybody that's doing something useful out there. At any rate, there's a great new website up, and it's all about just a few days ago, I received three emails from Vimeo. And if you've been following my work, I'm concerned, and Sherry is too, about Google YouTube because of the connections to Rupert Murdoch, because of the connections to the Central Intelligence Agency. You see that Google is a principal data collection resource, and how it collects a lot of data without you even knowing it is it sends out spiders onto your computer, and the search engines evaluate what it is that you do, where you surf, what your attitudes are, virtually everything that you click on or view is now data that, with sophisticated computer tracking and storage capabilities, they're able to establish a beyond demographic database on we the people. It's virtually everything about us. They now have the capacity to record as well as to then study and analyze. So the emails that I got from Vimeo, interestingly enough, had a hook in them for me to link and click on it. And that hook was, allegedly, the sender was from the Washington Post requesting a Vimeo video that I put up. And by the way, I just put up another one earlier this morning, which is part two of 5 to 8 Medicinal Music presentation, the webinar that I gave, parts one and part two. And I thought part two was sufficiently different from part one, and it was very good. So I put it together with a whole slide presentation for you so that you can begin to really grasp the greater picture and get up to speed optimally on this magnificent concept that healing ourselves and our planet is right in front of us. The opportunity is right here, right now, with understanding this paradigm-busting technology of how God works to create using love, the frequency of 528. So we tune our instruments. We've got 528 records, as I said. But at any rate, I got this hook from Vimeo, and that, again, you can see parts one and part two on Vimeo. We have a special station called Revolution Television on Vimeo. We also have our own television station if you want to view it. You go to love528tv.com. That's a love528tv.net. And you'll see that it's 24/7 broadcasting in various videos that we've been popping up over the years. At any rate, it's a good alternative to watching the boob tube. You'll get educated and up to speed. Anyway, so that's the news, some of the new stuff. But I got this video, notice from Vimeo about the Washington Post allegedly wanting some of my work. And what I did was I, of course, clicked on it and found out that it didn't go to Washington Post like it was supposed to. It went to a fraudulent website. Cheryl, you might want to just share a little bit.
Well, actually, what it went to was, it looked like it came from a journalist that worked with the Washington Post that was interested, had a Vimeo account, and was interested in publishing your videos on their account.
Supposedly.
So you click on it, and it doesn't take you to a Vimeo account. Where it takes you to, it doesn't take you to this supposed journalist's Vimeo account. It takes you to a fraudulent website called Fred Pharmacy, which is Canadian pharmacy. And basically, it goes nowhere. It really doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, and that's a tip. If you ever click on a link that somebody sends you in a spam mail, or you might think that it's real, and you click on it, and it takes you to something like a fake drugstore selling everything from Viagra to painkillers, you have to understand that what's happening at that moment that you're connected is that there are spiders that are able to search through your computer and get the data that we're talking about, everything about you. And so if you read that article, and I would be highly recommend that you do, so that you can get the full understanding about how sabotage, industrial espionage, and how the abuse of our civil liberties, including privacy rights, are being violated today by Google, YouTube. And in fact, the suspects in this spam mailing that I received include NBC Universal. There are two experts that I vet in this new report. Sherry helped with the primary research, so thank you, Sherry, for that. But the guys that you want to look at, their name's Hearn, H-E-A-R-N, Michael Hearn. And there's two suspects named Michael Hearn. One works directly for Google, and the other works for NBC, Universal. Why you can't disclude either one of them is because of the facts that are associated with the operations. They're both involved in video and involved in the internet data collection and analysis, And you've got to read this article, put the pieces together like I have, and I've laid out the evidence in a PDF file so that all the material exhibits are there to prove what I'm telling you is the truth. Ultimately, my concern for we the people, and I've tried to take this lemon and put it, created lemonade from it by sharing with you folks out there the information so that you can be aware of how the most advanced technologies in abusing the internet is risking your own civil rights and civil liberties.
Yeah, it's really telling the information that was gathered on this and to think, yeah, the way they're going to be able to spy on people is malware, is actually embedding something into your computer. You click on it and then it goes into your whole entire database and it can delete things. It can crash things. Luckily, I mean, we deal with Macs, but still, even with that, there's loopholes. There's gray areas. And so, you know, you wonder. And then once you click on the one link that's this malware link, they can find out a lot about you. They can find out what your trends are, what you like to do, where you like to go. They can sell those to companies, corporations.
And they can track you.
They can track you. They can watch you. They can.
Especially if you've got a cell phone, if you've got the iPhones, the new iPhones. All of this is what this article on WarOnWeThePeople.com, WarOnWeThePeople.com, and the title in the link section up on the main menu at the top of WarOnWeThePeople.com, you'll see it says spam conspiracy. So this is a conspiracy that's operated via spam mail that's affecting all of us, really, and that it's tied literally to the CIA's desire to not only incredibly control the central banking system, because one of the Michael Hearns, the Google Hearn, his expertise is in the area of what's called bitcoins. Now, you probably never heard of that word before. I never did before, but it's pretty a hot title and label in the world of technology and internet. A Bitcoin is like a form of money that is an alternative currency to anything that has been established by the central banks. And the CIA and NQTEL, their private equity investment arm of the Central Intelligence Agency, and isn't that like a blasphemy to have a allegedly U.S. government agency that's supposedly operating by taxpayer money is being funded by private equity investments and heavily engaged in protecting the central bankers from advancing, from losing to this alternative currency that one of these suspects in this spam abuse issue with Vimeo, Michael Hearn, again, is his name, that he is one of the experts in the entire field of Bitcoin promotions and technological advancements, and that also this links intimately to the CIA's operations with Google, YouTube, which of course is ultimately News Corp and Rupert Murdoch. And so these are the main purveyors of propaganda in the mainstream media for the Western world. So that you begin to understand that what Google is doing is not just simply supplying Rupert Murdoch and company with data for their news broadcasts, such as Fox News. They're supplying the CIA and MI6, British Secret Service, with data about you, data about me. And even with Google Maps and the satellite technology and the capabilities being as advanced as they are, they literally can track exactly where we go. So all of this is very incredibly revealed in this new article on WarOnWeThePeople.com. Click on spam conspiracy in the headline section of that website and read all about it.
Yeah, I wanted to also talk about some of the other guests that we're going to be having on beside for Jane, and we're going to.
And also we got to thank also Healthy World Store.
Yeah, and thank the rest of our sponsors, Healthy World Store, which has amazing health products. If you haven't visited healthyworldstore.com, please do so
today.
Outstanding.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting really so many thank yous for Liquid Dentist. It's producing so many blessings for people. So if you've got a dental problem or a periodontal problem, check out liquiddentist.net and then order from Healthy World Store your first bottle of Liquid Dentist. One warning, it's addictive. It makes your teeth feel so clean, like hygienist smooth, for up to 3 days after one use. And it's highly concentrated. You just use a little bit. So one bottle, it's an 8-ounce bottle, will last you a month. It's very powerful stuff. So it's great. Check that out on healthyworldstore.com.
And then healthyworldaffiliates.com. It's your way that you can partner with us. You get the products at a discount. If you want even a greater discount, you can become an ambassador at healthyworldambassadors.com. Anyway, back to the people that we're going to be having coming on our show. On July 10th, our guest is going to be Melinda Kellogg, who is the radio host Jeff Rentz's former wife.
Well, that should be an interesting show.
Yes.
Give folks a little bit of background. I mean, you know, we vetted Alex Jones recently in the lawsuit that we have ongoing here in Hawaii. And to not make a lengthy discussion about why Alex Jones is added, simply suffice it to say that Alex Jones aided and abetted America's leading white supremacists, Dr. Truot, Alex McGowan Studer, and the ideology is Eric John Phelps's, and it's been supported by a number of individuals that work with Ted Gunderson. And all of the dirt regarding Ted Gunderson is now flying heavily, and it's interesting how we, Sherry, were the first ones to actually do it. Barbara Hartwell tried and failed, and Stu Webb tried to do it and largely failed. And it wasn't until you came out, Sherry Kane, and you did your thing that suddenly now gave Barbara Hartwell and Stu Webb a now venue
for
which to speak.
They were alone, and that's the thing. It's like when you're alone, and they've tried to separate Len and I a number of times because that's the way they can really conquer is through getting you alone and then attacking you as being this crazy person. Because when there's two of you, it's harder to say that you're crazy. It's like, I'll give you an example. I remember that when I was younger, me and my friend, we liked to dress in these costumes. Now, when he would go out in the costume, he would be a crazy person. But if we would both go out in a costume, then we were like really cool. People wanted to talk to us. We were interesting. Who are we? Are we in a band? You know, but when you're alone, they're like, oh, stay away from that crazy person. And that's really what happened. They were able to claim that Stu and Barbara were crazy when actually they're not crazy. They were actually telling the truth all along, but it was this way that they wanted to try and discredit them because they didn't want to be exposed. So rather than be exposed, they would say, oh, why are you going to listen to that crazy person? Or, you know, and so when we came along and got the information out, we, you know, really were able to back up what Barbara and Stu were saying.
And oh man, did we take a beating at Conspiracy Con?
I mean, at Conspiracy Con, you can go to like Len Horowitz's channel, Dr. Len Horowitz's YouTube channel. And if you do a search for not Leonard Horowitz, Dr. Len Horowitz's YouTube channel, we have some videos up there of our Conspiracy Con
yeah.
Presentation.
It is. The whole thing was a con. Once we got done with exposing all the elements of it, you could see, and that's why I pledged not to go back there again. And I know Brian Hall was livid that I would dare say such a thing from the podium, that I wasn't going to be coming back again and doing another conspiracy conference because the entire genre of conspiracy industry was a fraud. The whole thing was a psyop set up.
We basically went into the lion's den and called them on their crap, you know, and called them all out and said, there's people sitting here right now that are infiltrators. And, you know, and it's exactly right. And the thing is about Brian Hall is he is, you know, he built his whole entire like dream event on this conspiracy comp. And here we're coming along saying that everything you believe is a lie. These people are all the very same people you guys are saying, you know, you want to stop that work for the government that are actually working on the grassroots level that have infiltrated the movement. And yes, we're telling the truth and it's a hard pill to swallow. And Brian really actually did not like us after that. He even told people that he threw us out of the event. And
well, actually, just for the record, what he did was he violated our faith and trust in his agreement. His commitment was to have a referee that was assigned to making a fair and time
for the speaker event.
Yeah, for the speaker event. For there was supposed to be a speaker debate.
Right.
And instead of doing that, he basically caved to the pressures of the COINTELPRO. And so on Sunday, when we wanted to show up to do the event, he refused to even have us enter the auditorium. So that's where we started, and ultimately where it ended up was we told him we're not leaving until we have the opportunity to address the audience. And what ended up happening was that the audience, because it is an audience that engages in this whole concept of conspiracy, they're invested in it. So suddenly to have their heroes such as Ted Gunderson or Anthony Hilder be exposed for being frauds and for being COINTELPRO operatives that could create the controlled opposition. That is, the people who have been telling you that the Rothschilds and Rockefellers are the bad guys, well, gee whiz, you know, like, duh, what else is new? But that's what they harp on, and instead of giving you solutions and instead of giving you anything but fears and doubts, they don't come along like we do with the solutions. And so they started to target yours truly with Sherry Kane's blessing. We were able to then expose them, and that's what ended up happening with Brian Hall and the conspiracy conference. But anyway, this saga is continuing today because what's happening is that not only do we have the lawsuit and also advancing the names of the people that are involved in the lawsuit, you can actually go online to healthyworldstore.com to the ebook section there and download the filings in the court, including the response to Alex Jones. I can only tell you it was a fraudulent answer that he provided to the complaint. And there's two perjuries that he advanced that we've pointed out already. So the reality is that we're ongoing with this thing, and the best opportunity that we have is to shed light on this darkness. Because if you understand the way that we live is an outcome of the way that we think, and if you understand that the way that we think has been manipulated by these individuals and these organizations to serve a commercial end, which is essentially controlled by central banks, and if you understand that the way that they operate is by controlling what you think and controlling even those who oppose them. So they've set that up. All of these guys who are involved in truth tellers, as truth sayers in this arena of conspiracy, actually, there's very few real truth tellers. The guys that you're most familiar with, Alex Jones and Dr. Truat and Anthony Hilder, Dr. Bill Deagle, these guys with the big names, and we could tell you a few others too. Jeff Rentz was the one that you're now going to be having a show with, his wife. Is that right, Sharon?
His former wife. Yeah. The thing about Jeff is that we found out that he is extremely two-faced. And one of the things is when I first started exposing the COINTELPRO, they started to attack us. And then, of course, I defended us, and the attacks got worse. And actually, Jeff witnessed it, and he said he didn't want to be involved in it because he had a daughter that he needed to protect. And he was well aware of who these guys are.
It was supposed to be a young daughter.
Yeah, a young daughter he was going to protect. And as it turns out now, I found out his daughter was already in her 20s and was already living with her boyfriend. So it wasn't a young daughter. That was just – he was just using that as an excuse. He had no problem exposing the Bushes. He had no problem exposing the Rockefellers.
And particularly the Zionists.
Yeah.
This was the big part of the divide to conquer strategy. You separate Jew from Gentile, Christian from Muslim, et cetera, et cetera.
But he claimed to have fear when it came to exposing this group. And – So, you know, at the time, we didn't know who these groups were.
Exposing Truod and Company with Ted Gunderson. That was the group that we were exposing, and Jeff Rentz didn't want to have anything to do with it.
So, yeah, so basically, you know, he didn't want to expose it. He showed fear in that. And so what he did was they actually hacked our website. They actually got an email or something from – I guess it was from your email account, Len. I don't remember how they got it, but they got an email from that Jeff actually sent to Len stating that he didn't want to step in. He had a lawsuit to handle. And we have a video up on Vimeo actually that's documenting this. But what he did was he did send that email, and somehow Truot got the email, and then Truot wrote an article stating that he spoke to Jeff, and Jeff never dresses the email as dear brother,
dear brother. That was the beginning salutation.
Yeah.
And then Truot comes in, lies left and right. I mean, he's a pathological liar. Even his name, True, is a psyops. He's not even a doctor. He calls himself Dr. Truot. He has no legitimate degrees whatsoever.
And the sick thing is he has an online health store where people are actually ingesting things that this psycho is making. And, I mean, a white supremacist who has no problem contacting a journalist and stating and saying things like, you know, why do you like Jesus? Jesus was a auburn-haired, blue-eyed man, not a spawn of Satan, Edomite like you, and a Khazarian like you.
Yeah, this is the Dr. Truot.
Yeah, and so he'll openly attack a journalist with his racism. He's no worries about the reputation of his online store, because that's just an infiltration into the health movement, the natural health movement. He doesn't care about what it's documenting.
It's a paid for incursion by Central Intelligence and the psychological operatives. Into the natural healing industry, so that he would be a voice as controlled opposition, an opposing voice, opposing big pharma like we do, opposing vaccinations like we do, and yet he would be infiltrated and then ultimately undermine us. That is how this game of control in the industries is being played for commercial benefits.
And if you actually come across a store, Mother Earth Minerals, it's meminerals.com. If you come across that, we ask that you boycott that. Boycott that site. This man should not be allowed to administer anything to anybody. I mean, he's a psycho and he's a liar and he's lied and he's done everything possible to come into our personal life and try and attack us when he has no idea. He started in 2007 promoting a fake Knights of Malta list that Greg Szymanski, under the alias of Eric Samuelson, created. Truot actually had the nerve to lie and say that Dr. Horowitz visited his lab and afterwards it got busted. Well, that was a big lie, because Dr. Horowitz never visited his lab. Neither did Dr. Horowitz's ex-wife, who also now is engaged with Truot in trying to take us out. He's brainwashed her. He's manipulated her. He's a psycho. And you know what? He needs to go to jail. And I pray that if he's actually a human, I've never said this about anybody, but he's one of the few people that I believe could possibly be a clone. He's a mental zombie. I have no fear of talking about this man for exactly what he is, if indeed he is a human. I'm not sure he is one. He has absolutely zero conscience. He has the ability to be very nice, but has multiple personalities. He's a very dangerous person. And you know what? Somebody like that should not be on the street. Somebody like that should be locked up, and they should certainly not be offering any supplements that people can ingest. And anybody, and it turns out he's got a lot of people buying his products, because he was sent to monopolize the natural health movement.
And so you may be actually buying from a third party one of his products and not even know it.
Well, he actually puts a label. He privatizes his label.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it doesn't say Mother Earth Minerals. Yeah, it could say something else.
Well, I think most of them do say that. I think he does put his label on most of his
products. Yeah, well, we're asking for a boycott of Google as well as Mother Earth Minerals. And the reality is that Google is supporting Truot and Alex McGowan Studer in maintaining the defamation and the public disclosure of private facts. That's what's called false light. It's illegal. It's criminal activity that they're advancing. And we're not going to put up with it, and we're not putting up with it, and we're going to stop it. And with your help also, please understand that the energy that you hear coming from us is righteousness. It's righteous indignation, is that this will not be a part of 1,000 years of world peace, where you have sanity instead of the hypocrisy, where you have righteousness according to God's law reflected in man's laws. In our community, this is our community. In fact, this particular show was followed for years by Dr. Truat's co-conspirator, Don Nikoloff. Always.
And you promoted him.
And
you would promote him.
And you know, so I'm telling you folks, I've been had. They pull the wool over on my eyes, and I'm easy. I'm like an easy pushover from that way.
And
that's
they,
one of my liabilities. I'm copping to one of my weaknesses. But thank God for Sherry Kane coming into my life, because she has the discernment of and wisdom of Solomon. Let me tell you.
And you know, and believe me, Len gets these emails all the time for people that say, "Oh, you were so much better off without Sherry Kane." And the thing is, like, oh, you know, you never had this problem before Sherry Kane came along. Well, he did, because they were attacking him in 2007, and I didn't come along until 2009, and that's when the attacks were escalating. And I said, "Who are these people?"
And
he said, "I don't know."
They really escalated when Sherry, you and I combined in exposing what has been taboo. It has been a completely censored subject in every venue.
Child sex trafficking.
And the partnership for New York City.
Yeah.
The partnership for New York City. Those are the taboo subjects. Well, now the child sex trafficking is receiving more attention. Barbara Hartwell has been out there.
Exactly,
and Stu Webb has been out there, and others. But the partnership for New York City, Sherry, where you really expose the connections between Rupert Murdoch and Lloyd Blankfein on Goldman Sachs, and David Rockefeller and the Rothschild League of Banksters, and then in the BP oil spill crisis that they created, how the connections between Goldman Sachs and BP through Peter Sutherland, who works as the chief economic advisor for the Pope in the Vatican. Thank you, Sherry Kane, for these revelations. And that, folks, you will only hear on this program, and you will only read on what we put out, because everyone else does not want to tell you the big picture, the big truth.
Exactly. Well, we're going to speak with Jeff Rentz's ex next month. And the thing about it, what she actually revealed was, and this is something that I already knew, that he was two-faced, because he denied he wrote the email. He claimed to Truat that we forged his email. And then on top of it, he told his ex that I stole Len's wife. I stole Len from his wife. Basically. And
that's a good one, man.
And so, yeah, so that's what he said. He said, I was a home wrecker, and you know, it's really crazy because, okay, it's definitely not true. I met Len after he was permanently.
You know, Sherry, the reality is that whenever they're pointing a finger, you've said this a number of times, they've got three fingers pointing back at themselves. They're projecting all of their own crap.
Right.
And so how many wives did Jeff Rentz
have? Well, he had like eight wives. And the thing about
eight?
Him is.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He had,
eight?
Yeah. And the thing,
are you sure about
yeah,
that?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was eight wives. And the thing about this number of wives is what he liked to do, what he had a pattern to do, according to his ex, was he liked to marry them and then divorce them right away. He would turn on all of them and become very cold and mean. But what he would do then is after he would turn on them, he would after he would turn on them, then he would basically want to divorce them on paper but stay living together as man and wife.
I don't understand that.
So there's some kind of scam or scheme or, you know, crazy like hang up that he has that creates this in him that he would want to do this to makes it a pattern. It's definitely pathological if it's not for an agenda. But he does this, and he's very abusive. He was very, very abusive to his ex. And what he did was he started promoting Dr. Truat, and Len's ex-wife promoted this videotape of Len and I arguing on the phone and tried to use it for blackmail and extortion. And then Jeff has nerve to start circulating that through emails, stating that he's doing it because I'm a homewrecker. I mean, unbelievable. And this guy's got so much dirty laundry. But who wants to bother with his personal private life? He wants to butt into ours. Nobody was looking at his. Nobody even talks about his. But he has nerve that he wants to butt into our personal life and decide, you know, things that he doesn't have any idea about, and wants to spread propaganda on the behalf of the white supremacists. It's unbelievable. But it makes sense because he does promote David Duke. So that is a KKK.
Yeah, he interviews David Duke and likes him. And according to Janet Phelan, that Jeff Rentz actually thought Hitler was a good guy.
He actually said Hitler wasn't such a bad guy.
Yeah, so, okay, so frankly, I had been interviewed by Jeff Rentz a number of times. I considered him a very close friend.
You gave him an award, didn't you?
I gave Jeff Rentz an award back in 2009 for excellence in journalism. What an idiot I am. I'm telling you, folks, I really have to apologize to all of you publicly for the mistakes that I have made. But that's one of them. Trusting Jeff Rentz, now it turns out that he's been doing this behind our backs to undermine us. And the only thing that I really felt very uncomfortable with, there were actually two things. One was his support for David Duke and the KKK, this whole concept of the Zionist issue, that was the fomenting issue that Jeff Rentz makes his money in dealing with. And that's what his
divide and conquer.
And I saw it, you know, and being Jewish and being a Christian Jew, you know, I saw it and I felt very uncomfortable about it. But again, you know, I have a great deal of tolerance for a lot of people. And
well, I thought it right away and I would question.
Yeah, I know you were very uncomfortable with the whole thing right away, and I had a lot of tolerance to it. I must admit that.
And you know, the whole time that he was bad-mouthing me, he was sending me emails, really nice, informative emails, being very polite, always very sweet on the phone. And then behind my back, he was doing this. And I have his email proving that he was circulating this video. It was crazy that he would actually be involved
in
this
blackmail video. At any rate, the other thing that made me very uncomfortable with Jeff consistently was the fact that I always wanted to talk about the good news. I always wanted to be interviewed by him talking about how we're going to get out of this mess, how we're going to take, you know, the five-step healing program, detoxification, boosting, normalizing natural immunity, alkalinization, oxygenation, all of these wonderful approaches that Jeff said that he was interested in. But when push came to shove, he didn't want to deal with 528 at all. And that was just like Alex Jones. So I didn't understand that. Here I come out by the grace of God in 2007, which is when they started to target me, with the real Da Vinci Code. That is, the real code has everything to do with love. It has everything to do with what Jesus preached. It has everything to do with why grass is green. It has everything to do with that, why there's 5,280 feet in a measured mile, and circles are round, and snowflakes have six sides. This is the beauty in the revelations of 528, medicinal frequency. It's love is the universal healer. This is our way out of this mess. So if you're listening out there and you're not familiar with the book of 528 or haven't read it yet, get it, read it, integrate it, and then share it. Spread this word and spread the frequencies as far as wide as you can, as often as you can, because this, in my humble opinion, is the last opportunity that we have. And I believe that it's going to come through. I believe the Creator has meant to have us have this information for literally the solution. Water, the universal solvent, solving the pollution. That's do re mi fa so, solve pollute, solve the problem, solve the pollution. And the pollution is spiritual suppression, and spirit is energy, and energy is frequency, and that's simply mathematics. We're dealing now with hard mathematical proofs of what I'm telling you to be so, that if you want to heal miraculously, have your heartfelt loving intention and prayer facilitated by the 528 frequency of love, heartfelt loving intention with faith, and prayer produces miracles, because this is the Creator's technology. It's not Horowitz's technology. It's been suppressed heavily. That's why they're demonizing me right now. This started heavily in 2007 when I came out with the real Da Vinci Code that features this truth, this 528 love frequency. So we have the capacity, and there's all sorts of wonderful products that you can develop. Everything that I've been outputting is also meant to bless you. It's not really that hard to make a homeopathic that vibrates in the frequency of love. We happen to be blessed with OxySilver. That's a double superconductor of the sound. Silver is a superconductor. It's bonded to the oxygen in the water. It creates a new type of molecule that resonates with the frequency of love. So that's what makes OxySilver so incredibly powerful as not just a broad-spectrum antimicrobial, antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, antiparasite, but it also is a virtual prayer holy water that literally uplifts every single cell in your body instantaneously with the frequency of love. And people who are sensitive spiritually can feel it. This is why I say the best way to take OxySilver is when that first sign of a cold or flu is coming on. You know that first instant where suddenly you feel like maybe something's, you know, coming down with something. If you take three capfuls of OxySilver with your eyes closed and you pray that you remain healthy and you do that and you go inside, you look inside yourself, you bring your focus of attention inside your own body. Most of us who are visual at doing that see this intense light just exploding in our bodies when we take the OxySilver with 528 love. Remember that 528 is the heart of the sun. The sun's frequencies at its heart, the sound of the sun has been recorded, and we've done the analysis. At the heart of the recording is 528. Well, that makes complete sense, because at the heart of the rainbow is 528 nanometers. That's why grass is green. The chlorophyll vibrates to that most powerfully and reflects that for you to enjoy, to uplift you and harmonize you and heal you. And so this is what this opportunity is. And Jeff Rentz never wanted to go there, and neither did Alex Jones. Why? Because they're into fear, they're into division, and they're into lies.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's really sad to like think somebody is your friend and then be, you know, have this, you know, revelation. It's a backstabbing revelation that this person is actually working to undermine you. And that's what they do. A lot of times they'll befriend you, the COINTELPRO. They'll even get you on their radio shows. They'll even like do things to promote you just to find the right moment. Like I know there's a lot of them even on Facebook that will befriend us, and then they'll wait, like they'll sit there like wait, like spider, just waiting for the right moment to just start attacking, and it'll come out of nowhere, and you'll realize that they've been there all along and sent to do that as part of their job, because who would waste their time? I mean, I can see a legitimate debate, but for somebody to come out and just start putting libel out about you or spreading your personal information around or whatever, I mean, what does it have to do with our research, with what we report on, with the truth about really what's happening in the world? It doesn't have anything to do with it. But all it is a distraction, a diversion. It's a way to manipulate people. It's a way to give people a false impression. It's false light. It's public disclosure of private facts. It's happening with actually these two stores that have competing companies like Mother Earth Minerals and like Bill Deagle's store, is it NutraMedical.com, I believe. I mean, these stores are competing stores. They were sent to infiltrate the natural health movement, and now they're attacking us. So our main element in our lawsuit against these people is not to say that they're government agents, but to come out and say it's a financial...
It's a commercial antitrust
element. And that's really what's important here. What's the main focus? They have competing companies and they tried to take us out.
Yeah. But see, it's also reflecting the bigger picture. The big picture is you've got the banksters controlling the energy industries as well as the pharmaceutical trade. And so what, as above, so below, it's operating here geopolitically. The banksters don't want to have the real Da Vinci Code. They don't want to have the world know that 528 frequency is healing. They don't want to have us take over the music industry by having everybody retune their instruments and voices to love.
But we're not mentioning that in the lawsuit. No, we're not going into that. We're going into the real.
But
like,
we are with you because you are the Inside Hour listeners. You are support.
Right.
And you have to know where we're coming from and why we're doing this.
But we may go into that if we have to refile or do another case with a RICO Act, which would be another RICO class action lawsuit.
Yeah, and there's possibilities. I mean, we were discussing these with third parties about how to advance further. But the ultimate service of this darkness, this litigation, and I'm sure many of you are out there thinking, why are these guys so involved in all this yucky stuff? Well, again, think about consciousness. You can't be optimally enlightened without coming to terms with the depths of the darkness. This darkness is all around us. The negativity that you even think about yourself and those around you is created by these same parties that have commercial vested interests in making you feel fearful and divided from others. It is the psychological operation by which social and civilization is being manipulated, virtually genocidally affected. This is a depopulation and population control agenda, and this is the fundamental, most important aspect of it. So if you're thinking there, you know, critically about what Sherry Cain and I are doing, involving ourselves in this kind of fighting or litigation, please think again. Understand that what we're doing is a great, great service to Creator and humanity.
But also, they're publishing our personal stuff all over the internet, and Google's refusing to remove it. So,
well, they see, this is the beauty of what we do. When the light shines on all of the little crevices and all of those cockroaches go scurrying, it's the same thing with Google. If you get compliance, now we've gotten compliance from GoDaddy and from Yahoo and from virtually every other main provider of internet communications and publications. They have all said to us, yes, we'll do exactly what you say because it's the law. We're going to follow the law. But Google, YouTube doesn't.
Yeah,
they do the direct opposite. And we're coming for you. We will get you. We will expose you.
Right.
And it is through the exposing of the darkness that we shall have light and ultimately the peace on earth that we're really working for.
Nobody should have the right to put your images, to put your voice or anything on the internet publicly without
or send you spams and violate your privacy and
without your consent. This is non-consensual. There's never been any written thing, and they go and they do this. You know, you don't have a relationship with these people, and they're doing it for malicious purposes. There should not be any question on whether Google should remove that material. There is such a thing, yes, as the Constitution, but what about the Constitution for the victims? What about my right to have rights over my voice or my body or my face or Dr. Horowitz's face, body, or voice, or any of yours? We should all have a right to our privacy. We should all have a right to our peace.
If we don't win this, you lose. We all lose. We're in this so that we can stand for the Constitution of the United States, the First Amendment.
Right. And this is a precedent because really internet stuff is new. And you even talk to an attorney, they don't know how to even like defend you in this because it's internet and it's not a specific city. It's all over the place and they can't really target it. And
the technology, we're talking about new technologies for human control and population reduction and manipulation. This is the technology of now. Sherry, you were looking at a communication from people who are building bugs that inject people, like mosquitoes that are actually mechanical, like drones that deliver knockout punches when they bite you. You know, all of this new advancing technology is advancing by CIA, NSA, National Security, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Program of the military, which, by the way, if you think you know, like I just said, something that is new, typically consumers find out about these things about 50 years after the military has already established them. So these technologies are probably already operational. And if not, it's simply a miracle that we're actually still here and surviving. The reality is that these battles that we are fighting, we're leaders in the whole realm. The conspiracy movement would still be completely conned. The Patriot movement would be completely conned if it wasn't for what we have been doing over the last couple years. And what we're telling you right now is our battles are engaged for the bigger picture, because what's happening commercially between Dr. Truat or Alex Jones and Bill Deagle and Leonard Horowitz is a microcosm of what is happening at the larger level. You have to ask, why would Big Pharma want to take out Leonard Horowitz? And then you get the answer. Then you can say, now I understand why Truat, Bill Deagle, Jeff Renz, Alex Jones want to take out Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
Exactly, exactly. Forgot to add David Icke to that list.
Oh, yeah. Well, David Icke is, David Icke is so passe in my book already. It's like unbelievable.
It's what's happening to us is happening to other people. We're just documenting it. We're talking about it. We're using the voice that we have, which isn't a big voice like a lot of the other radio personalities, because we don't have a huge station, but it's our voice and we do our best to get the information out. We wish we could get it out to much more people.
With your help, we can. And what we're doing is honorable. And what we're asking you to do is also honorable. It's a great human service to be able to tell the truth that shall set humanity free from the slavery. That's what we've got. We've got this human slavery that's being conducted. And ultimately, if we don't choose to make a difference in our own lives and in our own community, where are we? We really deserve to, not even be considered a superhuman being, because that's what we are. You are superhuman. You've been dumbed down to think you're simply a fragile, frail human being,
right?
Full of fears, full of doubts, full of questions about your safety and the economy. All of this is a manipulation of your mind.
Right.
And like I did a couple of weeks ago, I said I'm going to count back from 5 to 0, and I'm going to snap my finger. And when I do, you're going to come out of the hypnotic trance state that you're in. Ready? Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come back. Now you're out of it. You're back in your heart where you should be. Get out of your head. You're in your heart. Stay there. Feel the power of God's love therein. Feel the power of the intuition and the wisdom that dwells inside of you. That is where we shall be, full time. Registered is what the musicians and the vocalists call it. Phase locked is what the physicists call it. I call it the connection of love between you and your creator. So I want to thank you folks for listening to the Inside Hour. We're just about out of time. Sherry, you want to say goodnight to everybody?
Yes, sure. I would love to say goodnight to everybody. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. We come to you every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Pacific time, midnight on the East Coast, and 6 p.m. in Hawaii. And we appreciate you so much. Just send us a line. Let us know you're listening. We don't even know how many people are out there listening sometimes, do we?
No, we never know. And, we do this. I love the Newsom family. Dr. Fred Bell, who, God bless his soul, he was, we believe, assassinated a few months ago, got me involved in doing BBS Radio with the Newsom family. And I'm very thankful that we've been here all these years. And I just pray that you'll get this station out, that you'll tell people about the Inside Hour. And please sign up for our newsletters. We'll have another one going out shortly. There's a tremendous reading on that website I gave you. The website for signing up for the newsletter is healthyworldstore.com. healthyworldstore.com. There's a toll-free number to call if you'd like to order Liquid Dentist or any of the other products that we highly recommend, and it sustains us. Your donations and your purchases are really everything that sustains us. So we thank you for that in advance.
And
you go to 888-508-4787. That's toll free. 888-508-4787. And yes, you will receive a live voice, a human being contacting you back again. Just leave your messages and we actually get a text message as well as the voice
right.
message.
Just press one to leave a message.
Yeah. And anyway, we're very good about getting back to our supporters and our customers. And then besides that website, healthyworldstore.com, I mentioned where a lot of this new breaking news is at waronwethepeople.com. waronwethepeople.com. And then Sherry, you've got a great blog and connections to truot.com. You might want to tell folks about that.
Sherry Kane, SHERRIKANE.com is my website. And I have a lot of things documented on there. You can contact me through there and love to hear from you. Just drop us a line. Also, if you want to ever call into the show, we do take callers. And our call toll-free number is 888-627-6008 to call into the BBS radio show. Or if you have Skype, you can call in at BBS radio. Just BBS radio is the Skype name. So yeah, we're looking forward to hearing from you and getting some feedback from you.
And join us also when we've got some special guests coming up. Jane Burgermeister in a couple weeks and Jeff Rentz's ex-wife. What's her name again?
Melinda.
Melinda.
Melinda Kellogg. She's coming on. And then we're going to have Michael Vara come on.
Michael's great.
Michael Vara and Glenn Kennedy is going to come on. They're both from Late Night in the Midlands.
Yeah, those are two heroes, American heroes, who are putting out some great work.
And then we're also going to have on Roger Landry and Jalan Ozbadak. Who are with Building Bridges. That's We the People Network and Building Bridges.
Yeah, so we'll have more guests than we have typically had on the Insight Hour. And we look forward to you joining us again. Thanks so much. God bless you. We love you.
God bless. Good night.